The Army Corps is recommending dredging portions of South Harbor and removing a total of 82,000 cubic yards of silt and sand to deepen the waterway. It would be barged about 2 miles to a disposal site and dumped into Frederick Sound off of Sandy Beach Road, near a deep ocean area that's traditionally been used for scuttling old boats. Harbor Master Gloria Ann Wallen summed up the findings of the July 2019 study by the Corps.
Bottom line is, today it's going to cost $10.6 million to get that South Harbor, that north end of the South Harbor dredged, and with the permits in place, that who knows how long they're good for. You know, times are changing. And, you know, it could be exponentially much costlier if any of these other, if these permits, you know, if we can't use them. Plus, they're willing to pick up, you know, 5.8 of it, and we're on the hook for 4.7 of it. So, might be the best deal we ever get.
South Harbor holds some of the largest vessels that dock in Petersburg, and the basin has a problem with boats grounding at low tide. Wallen thought about a dozen had hit bottom this year, with some stuck vessels impacting other traffic. That harbor was constructed in 1983. It was updated and expanded less than 20 years later, and Petersburg took it over from the state in 2000. As proposed, the federal agency would be responsible for a portion of the work, Petersburg Borough the remainder. The Corps is proposing to dredge the harbor's entrance channel and turning basins and would assume long-term responsibility for maintaining that part of the harbor. Again, Petersburg's share would be $4.7 million. Wallen told the advisory board there could be several ways to fund that work.
How do we come up with that? You know, that's something that we're going to have to work through with the community. For you to know, we just got our raw fish tax. We have 3.8 in our savings account now. And which is used for deferred maintenance projects, of which this is the biggest deferred maintenance project we have on the horizon.
That savings has been built up from some of the state's payment to the borough for commercial fisheries taxes. One possibility for funding Petersburg's share is a revenue bond that would require voter approval for borrowing the money and would be repaid over time by harbor customers. And that debt repayment could start just as the borough finishes off paying off old debt for past harbor construction. The board expected to have another meeting on the feasibility study and options for funding. Chair Bob Martin wanted to know about other possibilities.
I would love to have more ability to look at what there's, there are any choices we can make. If this is, if it's just a done deal, take it or leave it, or if there are any adjustments.
It's a done deal, take it or leave it, on the project, but there are a couple of different ways to fund it.
Ultimately, the board may make a recommendation to the Borough Assembly on whether to go forward with the project pending voter approval. The Corps proposes to start dredging October 1st of next year, but that's dependent on Petersburg coming up with the money for its portion of the work. That start date could also require a special election for voters to decide on the debt. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.